try everything.
Okay, thank you.
Those are recognized from before that.
My name is Des Fitzgerald.
Into the microphone.
Sorry. Des Fitzgerald, I work for Principal Power. We're based in Seattle, and we have a satellite office in Camden, Maine. This company started 3.5 years ago, and they began with the premise of looking around the world and trying to identify game-changing renewable technologies with the idea of purchasing that company or the IP to that technology and then taking it to market. Early on, they met an engineering group on the West Coast called Marine Innovation and Technology, Air Genetics. That group had come out of the oil and gas platform world, and they had designed a platform called WindFloat, a semi-submersible platform for 5 to 10 megawatt turbines. I want to talk a little bit about those turbines, or those platforms. But we call ourselves a technology plus company. The technology is we, at the end of the day, sell to developers. We are not developers. But the plus part of that title is we don't want to be trying to sell a technology into an industry that does not yet exist. So we have identified three places around the world early on for us to facilitate development of deep water offshore wind. Those three places are the coast of Portugal, where we have a project with a splash date of early fall 2011. That's going to be, we think, a 2 megawatt machine. We identified the coast of Oregon, where we have a working relationship with the equivalent of the PUC in Oregon, and Maine. So why Maine? Could you hit the next slide, please? So some of what I'm going to talk about, Beth and George have also touched on, but our company, remember, is based in Seattle, and we're looking worldwide. So why Maine for us? Well, it begins with a resource. This is like retail. It's all about location. And the resource, the wind, that Beth showed you some of the maps of, is terrific in deep water offshore. There's lots of deep water, and it is near shore here. This coast, because the load centers are here on the East Coast, we're in deep water close to the load centers. Further south of us, it's shallower water. And we have this state 3-mile limit. I'll show you a map that identifies that. And because of the islands here in Maine, we have these series of bubbles that the state limit bends out to 3 miles from each island along that 3,500 miles plus or minus of our coastline. And really important to our company, the political will seems to exist here in Maine. Maine has established a very high renewable portfolio standard. That is, what percentage of our total electrical needs are going to come from renewables? And for us, it's 40% by 2017. And as Beth mentioned recently, the governor has identified a visionary goal of 5 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2030. We have deepwater ports, and we have the infrastructure to support them. We have, thanks to Neil and his hard work and part of the university and others, we have a robust buoy system, the GOMU system, backed up by NOAA buoys, lots of wind and wave data that's critical for our company. We have capable marine contractors like Chimbro and Bath Ironworks, and we have an excellent partner in the University of Maine, Habib Dogger and his composites group, now the recipient of some DOE money and some earmark money, have started the DC Wind Consortium. So what Maine has become, it seems now, is deep sea wind centric. That is, we are trying to create a niche for ourselves in deep water in the state and use the ability of wind to deliver energy, electrons, in a renewable way to shore. Next slide, please. So here's another look at a map. This also came out of the university and from George Hardin. This will show you kind of the New England coast and how robust the winds are. But also pay attention to the blocks at the bottom. Those circled numbers are really the sweet spot for where the wind resources are. And as you can see, they're in deep water, and they're offshore. You can see the distance from shore on the top line of that block. That's really the sweet spot, and that's the area our company wants to have our platforms in. We operate, essentially, deep water for us is 45, 50 meters or deeper. If you talk to oil and gas guys, that's a puddle for them. There are drills out there going down 38,000 feet, typically 10,000 to 15,000 feet. So deep water means something different in the wind industry than it does in the oil and gas. This is a slide many of you have probably seen, and it's representative of somebody 6 foot tall standing on a level beach looking offshore. And here's the other thing about deepwater wind. For our company, and we think for this coast, being out of sight is to a degree out of mind. And having come from the salmon wars and the salmon business, I can appreciate this. So if you look at the distance of 8 to 10 miles, and this is a perfectly clear sunlit day, you're beginning to lose sight of a turbine if you're a 6 foot tall person standing on a level beach. And that's, we think, important. So here's another map. This came out of the university, and this is an interesting map to me. Deep water is anything outside of the blue, but it's identified as, I think it's 30 feet in this map. No, it's 30 meters, I mean. I can't see it from here. Is it meters? The red line is the state line, and you can see how it bulges around those islands and creates these distances from shore where it can still be within state waters and yet be in deep water with lots of wind. That green line, just for your own interest, is the revenue sharing line for mineral management services. That's at 6 miles or 3 miles from the state line. And then if you look down the bottom left-hand corner, you can see Habib has created templates for what one of these wind farms might look like. This is a best guess template. Typical size right now of a wind farm is 200 megawatts. That's that blue rectangle, second from the right. So if you pose one of those onto the coast, that's pretty much the scale that we're looking at for a 200 megawatt farm. This again is a look at deep water. This will show you, I think this is the 200 foot level, is that right? Can't see it from here. Anything in red is 200 feet. You can see where that comes into state waters. Again, that state water yellow line marked around islands where you see deep water. 200 feet is where we want to operate as a company, 200 feet and deeper. So that showed this slide and described it well. What's interesting for me about this slide is if you look at this transition that's happening around the world, particularly in Europe, where they have something like 1,300 megawatts of offshore wind right now, launched this summer the first deep water turbine, a 2.3 megawatt turbine from Statoil, and there's plans for deep water farms now we've just heard about. But the transition from onshore to shallow water to this transitional zone to deep water perfectly mirrors oil and gas exploration, with one very large difference, and that is that we're talking about a renewable energy source. But I get a lot of confidence and certainty around the evolution of wind to deep water, looking back at oil and gas exploration, having done the same. So this will give you just a quick look at six deep water platform technologies that are out there right now. They all have their attributes. Some work better in different depths of water. Quite honestly, most are untried. Our company has yet to put a piece of metal in the water. We've done lots of test tank work, but we're looking forward to our first ever going in the water and platform in Portugal. That's the wind float on the left, our design. Next to that is the spar buoy, the high wind that Statoil Hydro works with. But then the Blue H, which is called a tension leg platform, and then Sway and Beyond. The three on the right have a little less evolutionary traction than the three on the left. So this is a look at one of our platforms. I can't show you the video, unfortunately, but one of the attributes of this platform is that it is all built quayside. The reality of deep water wind is that these platforms are so large, no matter the design, there is virtually no way that the structures themselves can be delivered by road, rail, or by sea. They're going to be built ashore, which is good news for us in Maine. This is, again, our platforms will take anything from 2 to 10 megawatts. We are turbine agnostic as far as the turbine goes. The system basically is a relationship between the pitch control of the turbine blades and a active ballast system which pushes tons of water from one of those three columns to the other. They're always loaded with some water, but they'll move between that equilateral triangle, pushing tons of water to compensate for wind direction. Big heave plates at the bottom, which are 95 feet across at the bottom, resist heave up and down. happy to show you again this video at the end.
Does anybody have a parallel cable adapter for a Mac?